Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
Some good news earlier this week. Two bits of good news, actually. The first batch of the Pfizer vaccine touched down in Australia, and also the AstraZeneca vaccine has been approved by the TGA for use here in Australia. I thought, let's get someone that knows maybe a little bit more about the whole situation. Our federal member, Tony Passon, on the phone. Hello, Tony.
Good morning, Scudder.
How are you going this morning, all right?
Yeah, I'm going all right in Parliament, getting on with it.
Good, good. Getting on with it. That's good. Now, obviously, there has been some very good news about the vaccine this week. Although, I do remember us being told that we were going to be, you know, one of the first in line. Australia was geared up to get the vaccine first, but we've seen so many other countries get it. Why has it taken us longer than other countries?
Well, Scudder, yes, it is. Has been a great week as it relates to news regarding the vaccine. We've had the touchdown of the Pfizer vaccine, the first 142,000 doses of an overall package of 20 million doses that will be provided to Australia, and also we've had the full Therapeutic Goods Administration approval of Australia's own AstraZeneca, which will be produced at the Commonwealth Serum Laboratories in Melbourne. In terms of your question about why is it that other nations have begun their immunisation programs in front of Australia, then I can tell you that Australia is one of the first countries to have given full approvals to the vaccine. Other nations have given emergency approvals, and they've had to do that because, quite frankly, they haven't managed the pandemic very well, and certainly haven't managed it as well as Australia. What we've been able to do because of our good management of the pandemic is buy ourselves a little more time to ensure that more of the necessary testing is undertaken in relation to these vaccines. And that's given me a level of confidence in the veracity and the efficacy of those vaccines, and it should give your listeners that confidence as well.
Yeah, true. Now, you did mention, you know, that as the rollout starts, obviously the first people to get it are going to be the frontline workers and the quarantine hotel workers and people that need it most. And then, you know, there's different phases and stuff, and then people like you and me, Tony, aren't going to get it for quite some time yet, months and months, maybe. It seems to be moving very slowly. What's the reason for that?
Well, the reality is we need to be cautious about the vaccine. Until this point, we needed the relevant regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administrator, to do all the necessary testing, and that has taken place. And Australians can be confident that the vaccines have met the strictest possible standards, and so they should have to. Yeah. In terms of who's getting the access to the vaccine first, well, it stands to reason that phase 1A of the rollout, which will take around 6 weeks, will be for frontline workers, health professionals, those at the most risk and those closest to the disease, like those individuals working in hotel quarantine. In terms of individuals like you and I, Scudder, who thankfully enjoy a far lower risk profile as it relates to COVID-19, we will be in the queue appropriately after those that are most at risk, the elderly and healthcare workers. But every effort is being made now that the AstraZeneca vaccine in particular has been approved for it to go into full production at the facility in Melbourne, and we'll be expediting the rollout of that vaccine as quickly as we can. My call out to Australians is to think seriously about the vaccine and why it's important that having it now appropriately approved, it rolls out as quickly as possible, as broadly as possible to as many Australians as possible, so that we can return to a world post COVID-19.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Go back to some music festivals and get out to some normality would be awesome. Off the back of that, though, Tony, there is a lot of data out there to suggest that a large number of the Australian population are just flat out against getting the vaccine. We've heard about, you know, the whole herd immunity. A certain percentage of us have to have the vaccine for it to be effective. Is that going to affect us at all?
Well, the data I saw this morning, Scudder, is that 64% of Australians are keen to have the vaccine as quickly as possible. And I can tell you, I'm in that category. I, like you, want to do my part, and I have every confidence that the world-leading standards that are set by the Australian Therapeutic Goods Administration is something that I can rely and have confidence in. 27% of Australians are currently undecided on the evidence I've seen, and 9% of Australians will not at this stage take the vaccine. Mm. Now, we've never seen vaccine rollouts at 100%, so it's not unusual that there is some percentage of the Australian population disinclined to take the vaccine. And equally, I think it appropriate that those undecided Australians right now take the time to review the evidence and consider their position. Vaccines aren't mandatory, and they never will be, and I hope those Australians look at the evidence, not the misinformation and form of view that this is in their individual interests, but equally importantly, it's in our collective best interests, because as you say, the closer we can get to 100% rollout, not that we will ever achieve that, but as close as we can get, the closer we can get to that, the more likely we are to achieve herd immunity. And once we've achieved herd immunity, we've effectively defeated the virus, and that means that we can return to life as we understood it in the years leading up to last year.
Seems like a long time ago, but I cannot wait for that day when we can get back to normality. Tony, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for catching up with us.
Thanks, Scudder. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your interest.